afternoon, ma'am, and what is your name, please, ma'am?
Sarah Stacian.
Yes, this is her, sir.
Oh, I do, pardon. I do, sir.
Okay, Your Honor, Board of Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing.
I said, Your Honor, Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hang on to your phone.
Okay, yes, sir.
Ma'am, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, that's better.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Sarah Heather Stacian, ADC number 323-410.
Thank you, ma'am, and good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 30th, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
That is correct.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, as you can see on your video conference screen. I'll start on the opposite side of where I'm sitting, on this end. On the opposite side coming towards me, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Kiwanis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Stacian and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
I do.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page one of the warrant.
Yes, sir.
At the top left, under date of offense, there is a typo. It should read November
10th, 2016. Thank you, sir. That correction's been made. Ms. Stacy, we just have to make a minor correction to your warrant regarding the date of offense. Okay, this hearing, Ms. Stacian, will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, and keep in mind that there is a motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of community supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your discharge from your approved residence on or about August 31st, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you an absconder from supervision. Ms. Stacian, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Ms. Stacian's admission, a move to find a delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Stacian, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stacey. Mr. Westby.
Ms. Stacey was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on April 16, 2018. She was arrested November 9, 2018 by Phoenix PD. There were no new charges. She was back in DOC custody on November 9, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 16, 2019, 66 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017 drug paraphernalia, two counts, each for 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score is a 2-1, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 3. She has no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests? 2016, failure to appear first degree, Arizona. That's not processed. 2016, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2016, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. And several other arrests, however, charges were either dismissed or not processed. Her community risk score is a G2V1.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Ms. Stacey. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections, approved to reside at the Skelly House in Phoenix. On April 30th, 2018, you were approved to reside with your mother, Leslie Atkins, in Phoenix. On June 7th, 2018, you were approved to reside with your stepfather, Harry Atkins, at 3234 West Mohawk in Phoenix. On July 25th, 2018, you were approved to reside back with your mother, and this was your last known residence.
That is correct.
Now, you were missing from community supervision for 66 days, so where were you living during that time?
I was just on the street.
So you were homeless?
Yeah, I was back to using drugs on the street, yes.
Well, thank you for being direct. We recognize that that's a problem with a lot of people, not just in the community justice, pardon me, in the correction system. We have an employment note that as of August of 2018, you were serving food at Chase Field and Talking Stick Resort Arena.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any other verifiable employment, so did you work that whole time, at least have some sort of income?
I did for a little while, and then I just gave up. My mom had kicked me out of my house with her because of the drug use, so I just kind of gave up on everything.
And what drugs were you involved with then?
Heroin.
And have you been able to get off heroin since you've returned to the Department of Corrections?
Absolutely.
How long have you been clean?
I have more than 30 days.
Well,
I was
clean
on November 10th.
Good for you, and I hope you can stay on that path.
Thank you. I plan to this time, like for real.
Well, have you hit that point where you really, you feel, forget about us and all this talking to, do you feel like you're ready to stop using heroin? Because we recognize that it takes a real commitment.
No, absolutely. I have a family out there that needs me, and there's no time for the nonsense anymore.
Well, I do wish you the best on that. And it's important that you hear me saying, I know you don't have a lot of time left on your sentence, so regardless of what we're going today, you're very close to returning to the community, and that's why I'm concerned about your commitment at this point. And we have some programming notes that you reported to the South Mountain Parole Office for your initial intake and were referred to SAGE Counseling Transition Program. In June of 2018, you were referred to RLP Group Programming through SAGE. July 2018, you completed SAGE counseling. In August 2018, you referred to the CHC-CAP program. Due to your request to continue to attend programming due to your urges to use drugs. So again, I think that's a good sign. That's you asking for help versus the system forcing the issue. On January 17, 2018, you were also referred to task for revenue analysis with a clerical maroon. You had several negatives, a couple of fails to submit urine. That was up through September of 2018. So when did you relapse, or did you, you did relapse in the heroin use?
When my mom kicked me out of the house, she just kept thinking I was using when I wasn't, and so I just said, okay, fine, I'm using then.
So I think we covered this information, but aside from being homeless, what were you doing for the 66 days that you were missing?
Just running amok, I guess.
And were you having to, like, beg for money or whatever to feed your heroin habit, or how were you able to deal with that?
Yeah, I'd ask people on the street for money. Just, like, ask them for bus money or something.
What caused you to have contact with the Phoenix Police Department when you were arrested on your absconding warrant, ma'am?
There was a kid at the liquor store who had left his folder outside, and I had picked it up, and we had gotten into a little fight, and I guess, see, I didn't know who it was, and I don't know, the cops came, and then they ran my name, and they found the warrant on me.
Okay, Ms. Stacy, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Okay.
And no questions from fellow board members. Ms. Stacy, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know and understand before we go into discussion and vote on this case?
I just have two children out there that I would love to see for Christmas, and last year I was in here for that, and they're really little and they don't quite understand, so I'd really like to be there for that. That's all.
Well, I feel for you, and I recognize that that's a very emotional thing during the holidays. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stacy. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think my most important takeaway is the sense of commitment that Ms. Stacy has since getting off of heroin again. And as we all know, we're all hoping to see people turn that corner and really make a firm commitment to their sobriety, and I'm hearing it. The problem is, she did abscond from supervision for 66 days, and that's just very hard to overlook. I will say she only has 30 days left. I don't want to be cold about the holiday factor, but I think there's a reality factor too, and that is that even if I did support returning her to community supervision, and we'll all vote on this, the odds are that she would not make it out of the correction system probably before the turn of the year. That's just the reality of administrative law processing. So that's where we get the discussion. So hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W2761, our discussion with Ms. Stacy, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Stacy was delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal management company, inasmuch as she absconded for 66 days in which we could not monitor her transition, and she relapsed into drug use. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, if you call the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Stacey, I take no pleasure in this, and I'm certainly not trying to be hard-hearted, but your supervision has been revoked. The good news is that you will be released on January 16, 2019. I recognize that it's after the major holidays, but if you heard the discussion, even if we did vote to return you, it would take probably a couple weeks before you would return to the community after the holidays, and you would only have about 2 weeks left anyways to deal with the community corrections officer. So this is frankly a practical decision. We do wish you the best. Please concentrate on your sobriety. I believe that you sound committed to that. And we see people every day return to the community, put all behind them, and are never to be an orange before this board ever again. So I really hope to see you as one of those success stories. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Ms. Stacey, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you.